My name is Ben Greenfield, and on this episode of the Ben Greenfield Life Podcast,
I've seen thousands of people that come for one of these breathwork concerts, and we start off blindfolded with movement. And person's first time, they're kind of moving a bit. In their mind, it's, I look silly. Even though they're blindfolded, what are people going to think? And then, you know, comes time to scream, and it's like, ah. And then, you know, 5 weeks later, after five sessions, it's like, yeah, of course I'm going to. When do in my life do I scream? You know, like, we're meant to let it out. And it's like, when was the last time you just walked in your backyard and ripped a scream? And so I think guiding people to feel okay expressing themselves is so powerful.
Faith, family, fitness, health, performance, nutrition, longevity, ancestral living, biohacking, and a whole lot more. Welcome to the show.
Hey, you want to spice things up in the bedroom and boost your sexual performance and do it naturally without nasty prescription drugs? You gotta check out this stuff, Joy Mode. It's a powder. You put it in water, or if you're like me and you're a savage, you can dry powder into your mouth. Contains clinically supported doses of L-citrulline, arginine, yohimbine, and vitamin C. So after taking this stuff called their Sexual Performance Booster, again by Joy Mode, your blood levels of arginine and yohimbine increase, and that directly promotes nitric oxide production, penile tissue relaxation, and increased drive. Well, the antioxidant action of vitamin C protects the nitric oxide from oxidative degradation, which then enhances the blood flow promoting activity of the nitric oxide. They thought of everything. They're super smart over at Joy Mode, and collectively these effects enhance sex drive and blood flow naturally to the penis or to the clitoris. My wife takes it too. It's amazing. You get better orgasms, better blood flow. You can kiss nasty prescription medications goodbye and have natural guilt-free energy for boosting your sexual performance. You can get 20% off your first order from Joy Mode. How? Go to usejoymode.com/greenfield. That's usejoymode.com/greenfield. J-O-Y. usejoymode.com/greenfield. They'll give you 20% off your first order. Well, if you're tired of spending hours on cardio with minimal results, then listen up, because I got a game-changing fitness breakthrough for you. The Carol Bike, science-backed, time-saving solution trusted by experts for optimizing health and longevity. They use a special form of a workout called a re-hit, which allows you to achieve superior health and fitness benefits compared to regular cardio in 90% less time. That's amazing. That's a lot of time, 90%. Studies show that by doing Carol's 5-minute workout just three times a week, you can improve your fitness by 12%, reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and even wind back your internal body clock by 10 years. The science is clear. Carol Bike is your ticket to a healthier and more vibrant life. You got to try it to believe it and to see what I'm saying. I mean, it's not like a walk in the park. When you're pushing hard in those intervals, you're pushing, but then it's just like over and it's done and it walks you through it. It's very motivating. It's 5 feet away from me right now. It's right here in my office. My cool little exercise toy in my office. So you get $250 off your Carol Bike. You don't have to wait any longer. You can join over 25,000 riders and visit carolbike.com today. carolbike.com. Well, if you're like me, you live a busy life. You don't really have time for many days off. That's why I talk so much about your mitochondria, because they generate about 90% of the energy your body uses. And keeping your mitochondria strong, it's one of the best ways to keep fatigue at bay. But these little mitochondria, darn things, are expensive to run. They use a huge amount of raw materials, especially when it comes to minerals. The problem is most people, including you and me, probably don't get enough minerals. And without minerals, your mitochondria don't have the cofactors they need to make energy. More than 97% of Americans don't get enough potassium. About 80% are deficient in magnesium. 40% are deficient in calcium. And those are three of the big ones. There's close to a dozen other trace minerals that are important for mitochondrial function, and most of us don't get enough of them, and you definitely can't get them from, say, table salt. It turns out that trying to take all the minerals you need by taking single mineral supplements isn't only hard, because you need a ton of pills, but it's not the most effective way to get your minerals. That's why I take liquid, humic, and fulvic complexes. These are full-spectrum mineral supplements, which means you get all the essential minerals your body needs in one go without a daily handful of massive amounts of pills or very large capsules or anything else that's hard to swallow. I use Beam mineral supplements because they're almost 100% bioavailable. They come in a liquid form that's easy to drink. It's just two bottles. I keep them in my pantry, throw back a shot a few times a day. They're a great way to refill your mineral stores, especially for those of you out here who are haunting your sauna on a frequent basis, or sweating, or doing hot yoga, or anything else. Keep your mitochondria running strong. So if you want to up your mineral game, give Beam Minerals a try. Go to Beam Minerals, B-E-A-M, minerals.com, and use code BEN at checkout for 20% off your first order.
Well, 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 folks, no surprises here. It seems everybody's talking about breath work a lot. You probably know you should be doing it to, for example, stay alive, but there's a lot of other benefits to the inspiratory and expiratory process that, again, I'm sure that you've heard a lot of people talking about all these new breathwork apps and breathwork systems and the different ways you're supposed to breathe before you get into, I don't know, like cold water or go to sleep or meditate. And it can be kind of dizzying, I guess, in this case, literally and figuratively, to know how it is that you're actually supposed to piece together all this advice out there on breath work. And especially when it comes to apps, there's a dizzying variety of breath work apps out there. I've experimented with dozens and dozens of them just because I'm kind of obsessed with ways to enhance my own physiology via my breath. And you may have heard me talking before in the past about this one that's probably my creme de la creme, my top app that I use along with my sons and friends when they come visit my house for breath work. As a matter of fact, a whole bunch of members of the Ben Greenfield Life team use this. And we even did a morning session every day during our recent team retreat. So this is an app. It's called Othership. And it's got basically like 500 plus different breath work sessions in it, anywhere from 2 minutes to like over an hour in length, like the super short pick me up stuff to like 50 to 70 ish minute, like holotropic style trippy breathwork sessions. But they've got instructors that walk you through everything. They've got really good music. They've got some special beats in there that kind of help shift your brainwave state if you wear headphones. And the thing just freaking works. So I've been using it long enough to where I actually wanted to kind of get an insider glimpse of not just breath work in general, but also this app, how it works, and some of the other very, very interesting things when it comes to like breath work concerts and breath work saunas and how to pair a sauna and ice bath with breath work. And then a lot of the things that you should know about when it comes to hacks for breath work, supplements for breath work, etc. So my friend Robbie Bent reached out to me. It was last year sometime when he was in the process of actually creating Othership, along with some kind of brick and mortar facilities that you consider to be almost like breathwork gyms. And we've been going back and forth for a while, you know, especially once I started using the app. He even published an article on my website about ways to incorporate breathwork into your life. But today I've got Robbie on the show. And Robbie actually has a history that goes far beyond breath work. He has been a GP at Vine Ventures, which is a psychedelic medicine venture fund committed to giving a whole bunch of money to research and charitable causes. He did a lot of work in crypto. He was an early employee at the Ethereum Foundation. Just a super interesting guy. So Robbie, I've laid down the foundation. Now you just got to live up to it.
That's great, man. I'm super excited to be here. It's really a dream. I was mentioning earlier, about 3 years ago, I was doing this practice where I would record a voice note in my own voice of stuff I want to happen. And then I would listen to it after every meditation. Mm-hmm. And in that meditation, you know, in that note, it was, hey, I want to become friends with Ben Greenfield and get him to use my product. And you know, be a fan of what we're doing and like be inspired by it. And, you know, I'll talk a bit about why we built this, but to do that every day and then come on your show, you know, your show was where I actually learned about ice bath saunas. My wife at the time shared it with me and it actually became our first date was a ice bath and sauna. And she said, hey, like, do you want to go try this thing? And so listening to you in those early days kind of led to my interest in a lot of this stuff. And since it's really like, you know, I just want to start off and say, hey, this is kind of a dream for me and really exciting to be on with you, having listened to that voice note every day from people listening. It's like, oh, maybe this manifestation stuff actually works.
Yeah. Well, kudos for making your first date, ice bath and a sauna. It apparently worked out because don't you guys have a kid now?
We do. We just had a baby last month. So we're about 5 weeks in.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a whole... whole other story about nervous system regulation.
Yes, it is. And then, of course, that begs the question whether or not you're going to have a baby breathwork session with it, or I suppose a baby breathwork session, or as I learned when my wife and I did our home birth attempt when my sons were born 14 years ago, the whole breathwork routine for leading up to giving birth or during the process of birth. What do you remember what they call it? It's like a Lamaze breathing or something like that.
Lamaze breathing, yeah. Very, very similar to what you're trained to do in the ice bath, long, slow exhales.
Yeah.
Moving into the parasympathetic state.
Yeah, cool. I'm just curious, before we kind of dive into Othership and everything you guys are doing over there, do you have like a long history of having used breath work with your own career in crypto or anywhere else?
Yeah, I think for me, it's personal. I really suffered with nervous system dysregulation. And so the reality is, in today's society, you know, 90%+ of people, their nervous systems are fucked. We have chronic fatigue, overstimulation, fight or flight all the time. You know, I could ask people a series of questions like, when was the last time you were bored? How are you feeling today, really? And was there space to even know? And like, do you always feel tired and overwhelmed? And for many people, the answer to all of those is yeah, I've, you know, I'm always, right. I get up, I start my task list, I drink my coffee, I'm on my computer, my phone all day, I'm on social media, I'm sedentary. And so as a result, like you talk about this all the time, but we're not meant to live like that. And if we're in overstimulated fight or flight states all the time, we're not in the rest and digest nervous system state, which is where we find meaning, emotion, love.
Right.
All these amazing feelings.
And I don't mean to play devil's advocate. Of course, you want to have some amount of like cell danger syndrome turned on, because if not, you'd be the person who'd get whatever, bitten by a snake or eaten by a lion whenever danger popped up, because you would just basically be, you know, bending down and smelling the roses and everything would be unicorns and butterflies. But yeah, we tap into that sympathetic state so much now, to the extent to where, I mean, literally, when I say like cell danger syndrome, there's entire books written about how the cells are just spinning in this stress state that limits everything from like metabolism to removal of metabolic waste to cellular turnover. So yeah, it's kind of like that mild hormetic edge that stress gives you is now all of a sudden, you know, blown out of control with the dial turned up all the time.
Yeah. And as a result, what are you missing out on? Right. And it's, if you're not careful or, you know, pragmatic or planning, you're missing out on, you know, laughter and eye gazing and these amazing emotions and feelings of love that come from, you know, it's hard to be in both states at once. And so if you're kind of a workaholic and you're listening, for me, I had a company that ended up failing. So total fight or flight every day, worried about survival, money, occupation, you know, felt I was a failure. When the company failed, I lost pretty much everything I had. I had to move back in with my parents, and to deal with that stress, I didn't know about any of these tools. And so I went to drugs and alcohol. And so it would be, you know, Thursday, Friday night after work, like try to forget, try to escape, try to numb out from this stress and not feel it. And so I really hit rock bottom, a point of, you know, I feel like a total failure. I don't know what I'm going to do in life. And it was in that point I started to find new techniques to learn to master my nervous system state, and breathwork was the number one most impactful.
Yeah, and so when it comes to the idea of breathwork for you, were you just like using apps? Were you watching, you know, Wim Hof in his underwear videos, or what was it that you were relying on as your main kind of source of education with breathwork at that point?
Yeah, so I started there wasn't much, and I started actually with ice bath and saunas, and so, you know, I had mentioned we went on my first date with my wife, and I was in the ice bath, and as somebody who loves stimulation and struggled with drugs, it's an incredible boost, a healthy boost of norepinephrine and dopamine. So like you feel instantly alive.
Yeah.
And so I was doing that every week. Like, what is happening? Like, this is crazy. I'm driving 40 minutes to, you know, a Russian style bathhouse outside of the city, you know, twice a week. I'm doing this socially, and why am I feeling so good? And so I started listening to podcasts with Wim Hof. I did his training. And when I was at the training, he, you know, prepped with a breath work. And then I looked up some more, and he had a few podcasts on, you know, on YouTube where he would guide these 30-minute breath works. And I listened to the same episode, you know, almost 300 days in a row. Every morning as a coffee enhancer, as part of my morning routine, I would, you know, start with this 10, 15, 20 minute Wim Hof style breathing with coffee to boost my state. And so it was like, every time I did that, I would really turn on. And I felt the first time like these just feelings of inspiration, creativity, energy. And that's that, like, you know, we said, pushing the gas pedal on the nervous system in the morning.
Yeah. And so the length of time that you were doing something like that, were you like kind of like a short 2-5 minute guy? Was it like 15, 20 minutes or for somebody who was just getting started like that, what worked for you?
Yeah, I'd say the ideal, and you know, if you're really interested in this as a beginner in the app, there's a section just titled Up. And all we mean by up is, you know, think of it as the rocket launch, the gas pedal, the energy booster, the focus enhancer. And so for me, it's in the morning, it was about 10 minutes. And in that 10 minutes, it would be around 3 rounds of Tummo slash Wim Hof slash cyclical breathing. And in the holds, we'd have some gratitude practice. And so it was combining, kind of making, I was always doing these long morning routines. And so it was like, well, how do we make the morning routine as fast and effective as possible? 10 minutes. And so the idea is you can pop in headphones, play this, do this every morning, and then have a coffee and you're sort of good to go.
Yeah. It's kind of shocking. Like, I think a lot of people feel like you got to take a big chunk of time and have that available for breath work, but you can wake up and at some point during your morning stretch routine, even do like 2 minutes. And that alone, you feel that physiological shift, that acid alkaline balancing, that slight, breath hunger, that slight air hunger. And it really does not take long. And then the problem is that it becomes addictive and you're like, man, 2 minutes felt good. I got to go 4. And then eventually 4 becomes 8. And, you know, before long, you're spending 20 minutes every morning. But yeah, it really doesn't take that long. And that's, I think, what surprises a lot of people who feel like it's yet another thing they have to add in is it doesn't take that long. And, you know, sometimes I chuckle when I look at your app, for example, and I see that there's like 2 minute sessions on there. But at the same time, like you actually can, like during a Pomodoro break from work or like right in the morning as the coffee is boiling, squeeze it in. And so you're right. It doesn't have to be super long. And I wanted to actually ask you some questions about Othership, particularly though, because there's some stuff that's going on when I'm using that app that just seems to be a little bit different than others that I've used. And so my first question is, when it comes to headphones versus no headphones, is there anything going on with the actual science in the audio that would require headphones? And if so, what would that be?
There are a couple tracks in the down section that utilize binaural beats.
Okay.
And so those binaural beats, when using headphones, can help. I mean, the science is questionable around binaural beats in general, but the idea is that these certain frequencies can help entrain your brain into a parasympathetic state.
Mm-hmm.
So when using headphones with those particular sessions, like there's one called Intercom, and there's beats played at slightly different frequencies into each ear. And as a result, it's helping to entrain your brain waves into a theta or delta or alpha or beta state. So for relaxation, the idea is you're combining slow breathing, right? So when you're slowing your breath, you're reducing your heart rate. So generally the slower, longer exhales and slow breath retentions in a period of 2 to 3 minutes can shift you into that rest and digest,
yeah,
gas, you know, break nervous system state. And then the binaural beats on top help to as well move you into that state of, you know, gentle relaxation and focus.
But the lion's share of the sessions, I don't need headphones for, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And it's more a matter of like, hey, where does this sound better for you? And if
yeah.
you have an amazing sound system, you know, when we do group sessions, you mentioned breathwork concerts, they're on massive speakers. And that's sort of my favorite. If I'm alone at home, I'll use headphones for down sessions. But if you're not using headphones, it's not a big deal. I think I would just optimize for where it sounds best.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. I actually like to play on the surround sound in the sauna. That's where my sons and I do most of our breath work. Like when we first started using your app, we went through a gong where we did like 30 days in a row. And then we shifted to 3 times a week. We were doing like a 12 to 15 minute session. And then twice a month, we did the big hour long ones. And I mean, my sons were troopers. We would literally jack up the sauna to full intensity and then start those big long hour sessions where you're pretty much like tripping by the end. I mean, your body's just on a totally different planet, you know, covered in sweat. And then, you know, mom would always chuckle because we'd come upstairs to dinner, you know, after we hit the cold tub, and, you know, like halfway through dinner, we'd all be basically ready to crawl into bed, just totally exhausted from this really intensive breathwork session. But the audio does work really well when you play it surround sound like that, which is cool. Now, the next thing is that you have all of these voices, like these different personalities, these people that guide you through the session, sometimes more than one voice. Who are these people, like all these folks who are actually submitting breathwork to the app?
The majority, you know, kind of 40 to 50% are my co-founders, Harry and Amanda. Harry and Amanda are two of my best friends, and we've been, Othership actually started as a physical space. So it started as an ice bath in the backyard. From that place, we were doing, it was just open. Like, it was an open backyard in the middle of Toronto where anyone could come and use this ice bath. And it was a WhatsApp group where people would join. And every night, you know, people from the neighborhood would come in, some strangers, some new people, some return people. And there would be an ice bath class with a fire pit. And then as that became super successful, winter hit. And so we built a garage space with a sauna, ice bath, and tea room. And in that space, we started to teach people breathwork as part of the programming. And so Harry and Amanda are, you know, world leading a thing called a sauna master, which we actually don't have in North America. There's a technique in Europe called Ofgus, and it involves towel waving, essential oils.
What'd you call it?
Yeah, AUFGUSS, Ofgus.
Okay.
And there's actually championships in Europe where it's mastering the art of sauna performance. And so imagine sort of like figure skating, where you're in the sauna fits 300 people. The sauna master is dancing, waving the towel, putting different essential oils on the stove, commanding the space. And so Harry and Amanda lived in Europe and were trained sauna masters. And as part of that route, they also learned about breathwork. And so our idea, our goal was really to bring these techniques that help you master your nervous system in a way that's accessible and fun and community driven. And so it's breathwork, yes, but it's also these other techniques. And so, you know, what's different about our breathwork is the amount of emotion that's included. So as you know, there's, you know, couple sessions, there's anger releases, there's guilt releases, there's self-love. And so woven into the breathwork sessions are NLP and hypnosis and different visualizations. And so we actually work with 5 to 10 therapists to script write each session. And then most of the people who do the voice work are just people who are interested in Toronto and our community, and that have reached out and say, like, hey, I want to help you guys. I would love to come in the studio and help out and do some research. And so we'll just go to, you know, our customers and say, hey, what do you guys want? Someone will say, oh, I'm struggling with anger. Can you make one on anger? And we'll work with a therapist to write a script on releasing anger. And then we'll put it to breath work. And Harry and a sound engineer will actually work through the studio and try to make every single one like a piece of art, you know, he'll produce the breath in the back and the heartbeats and the sound to make it exactly at that point of, you know, vocalizing or on the holds. So it's like synced perfectly.
That's what really I think is one of the game changers, is the music pairs to like the rhythm of the breath and the long exhales and the long inhales in this really unique way. And again, like even when you're doing the long exhale, sometimes it'll just, you know, the drum beat will disappear and it'll just kind of feel like you're shifted in this like interstellar space. And then the breathwork picks back up and the beats start again.
Yeah, I think that's what's really cool, is we're not like a team of business people that, you know, had this idea. We're all hardcore breathwork users and we make the content ourselves. And so it's not like we had an idea to make an app and went out and hired some people. Like, we make it ourselves because that's what we do, you know? And so for me, when I was struggling in this low point, I didn't want to be around alcohol. And so Harry, Amanda, my other partner, my wife, who's a co-founder, my other best friend, Miles, there's five of us. It's just like a, you know, family kind of company. And we would have these breathwork parties where 10 people would come over, and instead of drinking alcohol, we would do a, you know, 60-minute, 90-minute roller coaster electronic music breathwork where it felt like you're at a concert.
Yeah.
You have a total state shift, and then you would share. And it was like, well, that's amazing Friday night.
It's actually a cool way to start. Like, I have dinner parties at my house, especially during the winter. We kick them off. Like, we'll have dinner at 7 and I'll tell folks, well, you show up at 6, and any of you who want to join for the sauna, and usually it's just like a bunch of the guys will go down to the sauna, and the girls seem to want to sit upstairs and drink some wine and chat, not to stereotype, but that just seems to be the way things tend to progress. And we'll do one of these breathwork sessions literally as like a, you know, some people sit around the living room and whatever, smoke a cigar, have a beer or whatever. We'll go down to the sauna and just do like a 20 to 30 minute breathwork session and burn some incense and some essential oil, and then traipse out to the cold pool and come in for dinner. And oh my gosh, like those are the best dinner parties ever.
Yeah. Just like you need, if you're sober, like everybody wants to connect, right? So you're going out to this dinner and you want to share and you want to connect, but there's like a barrier sometimes of anxiety, discomfort, social anxiety. It just takes a little bit to get going. And so people use one glass of wine, two glasses of wine. So what if there was another way to make you feel comfortable and alive, you know, but it was healthy?
Yeah.
And so that's the ice bath, the sauna, breathwork. These things are like the, make you a superpower in connecting socially, getting over social anxiety, but then, you know, you have an amazing sleep score the next day and you feel incredible. So it's like this is the future of socializing, in my opinion, is healthy ways to connect.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know you have all sorts of different breathing styles that you guys kind of like mix and match as you go through. Like there's elements of box breathing and diaphragmatic breathing and Wim Hof and alternate nostril and 4-7-8 and Kundalini. And a lot of times you'll be going through a session and realize by the time it's finished, you've done like 6 different forms of breath work, but they're categorized. Like if you open up the app, they're categorized. Like there's up, which you mentioned earlier, which is kind of like the big energizing ones. Then there's down, which are really great for sleep or lulling yourself off to sleep or getting to sleep when you've woken up in the night and need to get back to sleep. And then there's like these all around ones that are just kind of all over the place. And then there's another one called body. And that one's kind of interesting because the first couple of times I did it, I wasn't really ready, but you're kind of like massaging different parts of your body and sometimes moving and dancing and doing self-inflicted somatic therapy. Tell me a little bit more about the body section, because I think that one's kind of interesting.
Yeah, there's two sections that are sort of like really different from any other app. And so one is all around, which you mentioned, and that's meant to be therapy-like sessions at an affordable price point. And they're all around emotions. And so it might be anger release or guilt release or self-love. And so it's combining breath work with like NLP and different therapy techniques. So when you're in that state, you know, and why people use that is if you're struggling. So, you know, anytime, even like you mentioned, we do a deep dive like once a month or twice a month, you're kind of getting rid of the emotional buildup that's related to life. So, you know, you're, you know, switching jobs, moving houses, struggling with overwhelm, having a fight with your partner, all of those things, angry with a coworker, like you can just process those emotions and let them go instantly. So that's really different. And then the other is body, which is this, there's tons of new research around somatic work. And that's just simply the idea that we store emotions in our body. And so an interesting example that people talk about, there's this Dr. Peter Levine, and he references animals. And so if you see a gazelle attacked in the wild, it'll escape and it'll lay on the ground and shake. Because their nervous system is turned on, animals will shake out and process the emotions and the energy from that nervous system explosion. It's the same thing happens to us. We turn on our nervous system. We're angry at work. How did that person say that to us? You know, angry with our partner. Boom, you feel that fight or flight turns on. We don't have a good mechanism to process it. So what is believed to happen in the science is that we store those emotions in our body. And so there's this forms of somatic therapy, shaking, gentle movement and stretching, cold plunges, sauna, all these different things that turn off. Exercise is actually a form of this as well. And so you're turning off. Yoga is another one. You're turning off the thinking mind, the part that's just like, oh, I've got these 10 tasks, this and that, I'm not a good person, I'm an imposter, all these crazy thoughts you have, and you're getting into your body. And so teaching people to just gently stretch and shake out emotions, it's really powerful. So in that section, there's like wild shaking, there's yelling. So vocalizations, which are great because we are told, you know, you're in high school and kids are like, oh, don't speak up, don't be different, we're going to make fun of you. And you're kind of told not to be loud and not to share your emotions in our society. It's,
right. We develop almost like these closed off throat chakras. My wife had to struggle a lot with that just due to some educational and learning difficulties. And, you know, she still does have to work on like throat chakra, and chanting and singing and aumming is something I've really focused on with my sons. and we do some of those sessions, and it's been interesting to see them progress over the past couple of years to be able to really, you know, if those long inhales, just do a full on, you know, from the heart, like an or anything else that the app is calling for. So yeah, I think a lot of people neglect that component, like the vocal toning component.
There's tons of science around it also for moving into the parasympathetic, for releasing, and just even think about it, like we're just taught to fit in. And so I've seen thousands of people that come for one of these breathwork concerts, and we start off blindfolded with movement, and person's first time, they're kind of moving a bit in their mind. It's, I look silly, even though they're blindfolded, what are people going to think? And then, you know, comes time to scream and it's like,
yeah, then, exactly.
You know, 5 weeks later, after five sessions, it's like, yeah, of course I'm going to, when do in my life do I scream? You know, right. Like we're meant to let it out. And it's like, when was the last time you just walked in your backyard and ripped a scream? And so I think guiding people to feel okay expressing themselves is so powerful. So that's sort of what the body section is about.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the other one that's super interesting is the couples. And, you know, this is a discussion that if you're listening at work, you might have to turn it down a little bit if you're driving with the kids in the minivan. But with the couple sessions, like my wife and I have used those for lovemaking and for foreplay. And they're not short. I think, what's the shortest couple session? I think it's like a half hour long, right?
Yeah, there's two. There's a couple's energy and there's a love bond that are quite strong. But even, I'm so glad you brought this up. And you're actually the one who suggested this and we finally got on it. So this February, we're going to be releasing an intimacy challenge, 14 days. And it will be from beginner to advanced, with beginner being, you know, breathwork and eye gazing. Then it might be breathwork and loving kindness meditation, all the way to, you know, naked breathwork and self-pleasure, breathwork and massage. And so we're kind of going to push the envelope here and be a lot different than other apps and have guided sexual intimacy exercises together. And I think that's something like, wow, okay, well, if I, you know, instead of going on a date, if I can play this and just follow along to the instructions with awesome music and have this amazing connection, that's really different too. It's somewhere where I'm glad you kind of pushed us to look at, because we're working with three or four of the best sex and relationship counselors in the US. So super, super excited to launch that in a couple months.
Hey, you want to spice things up in the bedroom and boost your sexual performance and do it naturally without nasty prescription drugs? You gotta check out this stuff, Joy Mode. It's a powder. You put it in water, or if you're like me and you're a savage, you can dry powder into your mouth. Contains clinically supported doses of L-citrulline, arginine, yohimbine, and vitamin C. So after taking this stuff called their Sexual Performance Booster, again by Joy Mode, your blood levels of arginine and yohimbine increase, and that directly promotes nitric oxide production, penile tissue relaxation, and increased drive. Well, the antioxidant action of vitamin C protects the nitric oxide from oxidative degradation, which then enhances the blood flow promoting activity of the nitric oxide. They thought of everything. They're super smart over at Joy Mode, and collectively these effects enhance sex drive and blood flow naturally to the penis or to the clitoris. My wife takes it too. It's amazing. You get better orgasms, better blood flow. You can kiss nasty prescription medications goodbye and have natural guilt-free energy for boosting your sexual performance. You can get 20% off your first order from Joy Mode. How? Go to usejoymode.com/greenfield. That's usejoymode.com/greenfield. J-O-Y. Usejoymode.com/greenfield. They'll give you 20% off your first order. Well, if you're tired of spending hours on cardio with minimal results, then listen up, because I got a game-changing fitness breakthrough for you. The Carol Bike, science-backed, time-saving solution trusted by experts for optimizing health and longevity. They use this special form of a workout called a rehit, which allows you to achieve superior health and fitness benefits compared to regular cardio in 90% less time. That's amazing. That's a lot of time, 90%. Studies show that by doing Carol's 5-minute workout just 3 times a week, you can improve your fitness by 12%, reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and even wind back your internal body clock by 10 years. The science is clear. Carol Bike is your ticket to a healthier and more vibrant life. You got to try it to believe it and to see what I'm saying. I mean, it's not like a walk in the park. When you're pushing hard in those intervals, you're pushing, but then it's just like over and it's done and it walks you through it. It's very motivating. It's 5 feet away from me right now. It's right here in my office. My cool little exercise toy in my office. So you get $250 off your Carol Bike. You don't have to wait any longer. You can join over 25,000 riders and visit carolbike.com today. carolbike.com. Well, if you're like me, you live a busy life. You don't really have time for many days off. That's why I talk so much about your mitochondria, because they generate about 90% of the energy your body uses. And keeping your mitochondria strong is one of the best ways to keep fatigue at bay. But these little mitochondria, darn things, are expensive to run. They use a huge amount of raw materials, especially when it comes to minerals. The problem is most people, including you and me, probably don't get enough minerals. And without minerals, your mitochondria don't have the cofactors they need to make energy. More than 97% of Americans don't get enough potassium. About 80% are deficient in magnesium. 40% are deficient in calcium. And those are three of the big ones. There's close to a dozen other trace minerals that are important for mitochondrial function, and most of us don't get enough of them, and you definitely can't get them from, say, table salt. It turns out that trying to take all the minerals you need by taking single mineral supplements isn't only hard because you need a ton of pills, but it's not the most effective way to get your minerals. That's why I take liquid, humic, and fulvic complexes. These are full spectrum mineral supplements, which means you get all the essential minerals your body needs in one go without a daily handful of massive amounts of pills or very large capsules or anything else that's hard to swallow. I use Beam mineral supplements because they're almost 100% bioavailable. They come in a liquid form that's easy to drink. Just two bottles. I keep them in my pantry, throw back a shot a few times a day. They're a great way to refill your mineral stores, especially for those of you out here who are haunting your sauna on a frequent basis, or sweating, or doing hot yoga, or anything else. Keep your mitochondria running strong. So if you want to up your mineral game, give Beam Minerals a try. Go to Beam Minerals, B-E-A-M, minerals.com, and use code BEN at checkout for 20% off your first order. It's really interesting because at first I thought when I put it on and suggested to my wife that we try one of the new couple sessions that it might kind of feel like, you know, weird with other voices in the bedroom and, you know, people you don't know talking to you on the app. And then once we started it, I mean, you get into this state of flow that not only by the time you actually do start making love, it makes it an entirely different experience, but you almost get into this like this tantric state where, I mean, we can literally just make love forever after doing those breathwork sessions, but you keep on doing that same breathwork, which I think for a lot of people, you know, like men who have maybe read the multi-orgasmic male book and not actually implemented some of those power draws or known how to tie their breath to their physical movement or the emotional connection during sex, or for people who just haven't really figured out a way to make breath kind of like unconsciously competent during sex, this makes that transition so much easier. Like I had never really realized how much of a difference it would make in the lovemaking process to do like a big dose of breath work beforehand as a couple. And a lot of times, like, we'll start clothed, and then as the breath work progresses, you know, we'll remove items of clothing as we go. But it's, for any couples out there who have not tried like couples breath work, it's like you mentioned, you know, instead of going on a date or whatever, yeah, I mean, spend like the half hour you'd normally spend just like eating food and drinking wine and do the breath work together instead. And man, that's a total game changer.
But just, it's so strange in our society because, one, there's huge stigma to like, okay, I'm going to go to a couples therapist, right? Like most people will just not do that. And it's expensive and you have to share. And so it's like, well, when do I really work on my relationship? You know, and there's not a lot of ways, like if I even wanted to, how do I do it? And so most people listening are probably thinking, yeah, you know, I have a good relationship. But, you know, the same way, probably all your listeners, like, yeah, I go to the gym, I do some meditation, I have these weekly routines that make me healthy, but what about making relationship healthy? And there's not like cool, easy, accessible ways to do that. So for, you know, small price, like 1% of what a therapy session is, not to say it replaces therapy, but like you can do this at home. You don't have to admit to anybody or that you're talking to a doctor or say there's a problem. It can be something like super fun that you look forward to. And that's just, you know, we've had people say, we actually do couples classes in the space also. And so the couples class is a date night in the space where in the sauna, you actually do a guided massage of each other. You then go in the ice bath, you do an eye gaze, and you repeat these lines, this hot Ho'oponopono to each other. You hug each other to warm up, and then you go back in the sauna and you share a time you felt supported. And so it's all guided, but it's done in a way where you feel like, yeah, this is like a wicked Friday night. Music's awesome. The space is amazing. And so think ways to make therapy-like techniques fun and accessible and cool is what's going to make it mainstream that, like, yeah, I should work on my emotions and feel good about it.
Yeah.
It's really interesting when you talk about the physical spaces that you have up there. I think last time we talked, you were expanding them into other places. But tell me more about these brick and mortar facilities, because I actually haven't been to one. I really want to go. But in my mind, it sounds like some kind of like a breathwork gym.
Sort of. But then there's definitely classes. But really, you know, as I mentioned, first day, hot and cold. I was a drug and alcohol addict. And when I was sober, I was like, I want to do something at night that's fun, you know? And I would go out and I didn't really want to be around alcohol. So all of a sudden, like sporting events, bars, nightclubs, restaurants, very challenging environments for me. So I would go to these bathhouses and, you know, bathhouses, a giant sauna, cold plunge, steam room. And I always had a really good time, but they weren't really geared towards like a nightlife spot. And so we decided, you know, we started with the ice bath, as I mentioned, we had the garage space. And then during COVID, we got a really good deal on a lease and opened this first space in Toronto. And there's a couple of reasons people go. So one, if you're thinking about why you even go out and socialize, usually it's for community and connection, maybe to find a romantic partner, and then also to change your state, which is usually done with music and alcohol. So what if I could offer you all of those things, but in a healthy way, where you go home and your Whoop or Aura score is, your HRV is great, you've fallen asleep, you had real connection. And so, as we said, the ice bath and the sauna are the things that like get you ready, prime you, make you feel great, so you're ready to connect with others. So yeah, the space, there is some breath work, but it's mostly about connection. And so every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night from 8 p.m. till sort of 2 in the morning, it's a party. The music's turned up, there's guides, people are mingling, it's super fun. And then also in the spaces, there's classes each day. And the classes are like on the app. There's up classes. So think of like Wim Hof breathing, dunking your head in the ice bath, vocalizations, loud, like hip hop, electronic music. There's down classes. So candlelit, sound bath, internal journeying, stuff like that. And then there's all around classes. And the all arounds are sort of like the couples one I mentioned. There's an anger release where you bring up moments of anger and the sonic goes pitch black and everyone screams. And they release, and so it's very similar to what's on the app, but modified for the physical space with a guide. And so the space is open morning to night for either classes or socials. And I just think it's kind of like a new community space for, you know, I mentioned our nervous systems, loneliness at all-time highs, stress at all-time highs. Like, there's not healthy places to go and congregate at night. You know, there's gyms, great, there's fitness classes, but what do you do at night? And that's when unhealthy stuff happens. You know, you go out to a party, it's like, oh, I destroyed my body, but there's just not alternatives. And so the whole goal is just helping you fix your nervous system in community.
The idea of kind of like having the sauna and the ice baths combined with the breath work is, of course, something that I think a lot of people are already familiar with and many people are experimenting with. But have you found other modalities to fit in well with that type of experience? You know, whether it's certain hacks or supplements or, you know, anything else like out of biohacking or beyond that you've kind of thrown into the mix and found resonated with a lot of people?
So one thing we found is thinking like you're exactly the test case. So you have the sauna, you're probably in there at least 2 15-minute sessions, 2 20-minute sessions, maybe longer. So, you know, in one day you're in there 40 minutes. It's like, okay, I have 40 minutes here. I'm not on my phone. I'm not doing work. Like, what am I doing? And so you could be listening to podcasts, but sometimes you can make that time more exciting. So it's one of the only places where someone goes and you have a captive audience. So it's incredible for what we've seen is like some of the things that we like to draw from the modalities is essential oils and scents. And so I also heard a podcast with Essential Oil Wizardry and Nick.
Yeah. Dr. Nick from Essential Oil Wizardry.
Yeah. And this stuff is awesome. And so each round, there'll be a snowball filled with a different concoction. It could be, you know, rosemary, eucalyptus. It could be Chinese cedarwood and cinnamon. And so depending on if the class is up or down, you can use up or down smells. And that has seemed to be people, we don't use our sense of smell too much. It's like one of the most disregarded sense, even though it's so powerful, bypasses the prefrontal cortex, goes right to the emotional brain, triggers those memories. And so every class will have like a palette of scents for different reactions. They'll have breath work. And so usually in 20 minutes, there's about 5 songs, 5 rounds. So there'll be some breath work down or up. There'll be some visualizations. There'll be some vocalizations, so like screams and different stuff to like let go of the body. And then there'll be some movement. A couple that we've seen really interesting to kind of stack in there is stretching. because your body's hot, you can get into some deep movement, long yin yoga style stretching, nerve flossing. So combination of those five things around usually an emotion seems to be the holy grail that people enjoy.
What about things like niacin for increased blood flow, or other things that come to mind would be like cordyceps mushroom extract for kind of like the adaptogenic effect that has on the lungs, or even things like, obviously a lot of people will pair ketamine with breath work as another example. Like what about nutrients or supplements or even drugs like that?
So I would put this out. I'm not an expert here, and I would put this out to anyone on the show, any listeners. We are in the process of creating a pre and post cold plunge drink that'll be served in the space. And we're thinking something post plunge to heat you up. So potentially some jalapeno, different items that are going to help with that extreme cold, your body's ability to burn more sugar as thermogenesis turns on. And then in the sauna, right now we're using Element packages, which are a fantastic product for hydration, but we want to make an entire drink. So what kind of nutrients, vitamins could we make that increase these feelings? And so, yeah, I'm not an expert, and actually you would know much better than me, but we're very interested in, as part of that class, when you're coming in, what is the optimal pre-plunge and post-plunge drink and post-sauna rehydration drink? Because I think that would be an awesome product.
Yeah, I think a couple of things to think about would be, first of all, things that would help to support for the ice component, the conversion of brown adipose tissue, or the conversion of white tissue to brown adipose. So some of the things that come to mind for that would be like green tea extract is one. Caffeine is another, just basic, any caffeine derivative, vitamin B5, and then also niacin. Like those seem to also help with that effect. I had a podcast a while back where I talked about all these things that could help to boost fat burning in cold conditions. Vitamin A is another big one. And so considering the white fat to brown fat conversion would be one. Another one would be what increases body heat for the actual sauna component. So there's things like a lot of things that are used now as metabolic enhancers, like things that increase metabolism. L-BABA is one, B-A-I-B-A. Their green tea extract can also help with this. Black pepper extract, or more specifically grains of paradise, which I actually use in my pepper grinder on our counter. You think you're grinding pepper onto your salad, but all of our pepper grinders, it's grains of paradise extract, which has the same flavor profile as black pepper, but it actually increases metabolism and can also cause that shift of white fat to metabolically active brown fat. Bitter melon, like the stuff we have in Keon Lean, that's another one that can help with that conversion. And then there's also a herb called astragalus in there as well. So those would be a few examples of things to think about for the increase in the heat component, or increasing the white fat to brown fat conversion component. And then of course, back to the actual breath itself. Yeah, anything, probably cordyceps would be one of my favorites for that, but any of the vasodilatory substances as well, right? Like a watermelon extract, beetroot extract, anything along those lines that you'd find a typical pre-workout, those so-called, natural forms of Viagra, even like L-arginine, citrulline, Yohimbe, like a lot of those could also be thrown into the mix. And there's no reason you couldn't develop a supplement that hits all three. That'd be kind of unique, right? It's totally built for breathwork, sauna, cold, where you've got your lung openers, like a cordyceps, you've got your fat burners, like an EGCG, the green tea extract, et cetera. And then you have your body heat increasers, like the, like grains of paradise or the L-BABA. And so what would be cool is you could actually develop a powder that has, honestly, for most of those, the volume wouldn't have to be enormous for the powder, but yeah, like a stick pack that someone could pour into their water to just sip during the entire session or before, that has a lot of those things in it. That would be kind of a cool concept. I don't think there's anything like that right now that I could think of in the industry for specifically like that breath, heat, cold component. So yeah, it could be pretty cool actually.
I think it's a great idea. If anybody, wants to work on that, we have an audience and we're happy to start testing and just kind of handing out packs. And I think exactly what you said, the nitric oxide boosters will really improve the breathwork experience. Like that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, that'd be super interesting. And do you guys have plans to go beyond Toronto for these locations? Selfishly enough, I'd love to be able to drop into something like this in the US.
Yeah, so we've actually submitted two offers in New York, one in Brooklyn and another in Manhattan. And so by the end of next year, I'm, you know, 95% confidence we'll have four studios in New York and Toronto. And then we're looking at the West Coast also.
Cool. So back to the app itself, when you guys are working with the app, uploading routines, et cetera, how often do you actually add new tracks to the app? Like I see them pop up now and again, but I'm really not sure what the frequency is, because it's obviously like a paid app. So I'm sure people expect updates here and there as they go through it.
Yeah, we had a few a week. And so it just depends on the week. Like sometimes we'll record, I would say, around 15 to 20 a month. Mm-hmm. And then we'll drop in, you know, kind of three here and there a week on average. And it just depends on what users are asking for and if we come up with new ideas. So the way the app works is every day you're going to get a new up and down. And so an up is like minimally guided, you know, let's say on average three rounds or so of Wim Hof style, Tummo style breathing. That's like, I know in 6 to 7 minutes, I'm going to blast off. And every day I know that I'm going to have a down session, that if I'm working super hard and I want to relax for a minute, or if I'm struggling to sleep, it's there. And I think there's a couple hundred of each of those that rotate. So there's always going to be a new up and down. And then the all around content, the body content, those are harder to create. They take longer. They're longer sessions. The ideas need more refining and research. They're more maximally guided. And so those every month we'll pick a focus. So in January, we're actually launching, and we're actually going to gift this out for free for anyone who asks, but a 30-day cold plunge challenge. And so each day will be sort of a 3 to 5 minute meditation for the cold plunge. Some will include like breathwork pre-plunge. Some will include breathwork in plunge. Some will include like vocal toning and different visualizations in the ice. And so the idea is if I get through this challenge, I can make cold bathing a habit. And so that was a big focus last month, was getting that content ready. And then, as I mentioned, February is an intimacy month. So there's always up and down content that we think is best in class, and then all around content coming out a bit less frequently.
Okay. So in terms of the actual sessions themselves, there's obviously a ton in there. A couple of my favorites are the Feel Fantastic Now and Feel Good Now. I think those are like 15 to 17 minute sessions that it's nearly impossible to do and not just feel on top of the world when you finish. But do you have what you would consider to be like some of the favorites, some of the must do's within the app that you think people should try if they get their hands on it?
So I think there's three ways to test, right? There's the up, down, and all around. And I think the all around sessions are the ones where you're like, whoa, I didn't even know you could do that. You know, especially if you've never tried breathwork before, it's like, that's the ones where, you know, you're conquering your fears, you're crying, you're feeling love for the first time, you're seeing visions of your inner child, and nothing. We really stay away from like woo woo language. It's all based on science and emotion. So it's accessible for everybody. So if you're in the app, you know, the first thing to do is search by duration, find a long session and do it with a friend. You know, anything that's like 30 minutes to 60 minutes in the all around section, then we call them other trips.
Yeah.
So they're very, you know, psychedelic inspired.
They're trippy. Yeah.
And so those are like the bangers, the bazooka, where if you're like, hey, I'm feeling stressed or not feeling like myself, or there's some feelings here I need to work through, that's it. You know, 1 hour on a Sunday morning, in the evening, maybe with some friends, maybe by yourself. That's like exactly what I would definitely try, because that's most unique. Like you can't get that on Calm or Headspace anywhere else. It's very, very unique. And then in the up section, I love the morning energy flow, morning hip hop, ones that, you know, Feel Fantastic Now, Feel Good Now. There's an actual morning journey. It's like a 30-day morning routine challenge in the journey section. And so if you're just like, hey, I want to get started, can you commit to what we found to build a habit is Monday to Friday, take the weekends off, but say, hey, I'm going to do this for 30 days, Monday to Friday. So it's 6 weeks. And just in that challenge, you can do a different one each day. And they're all kind of 5 minutes to 10, 12 minutes of ups. And I think that's the best way to really build the habit that like, hey, this is as good as coffee for me in the morning. I'm not as much the down person. I'm like, I get the sense you're also more of a, you know, I want to push the envelope and stimulate. Yeah.
And for me too, it's like in the evening, by the time I get, you know, get the family up to the bedroom and do our bedtime routine and everything, is like a breathwork session in the evening sometimes just isn't as doable as one earlier in the day or, you know, for that morning workout type of session.
Yeah, there's one, even just to get started, there's like a perfect breath, I think it's called. It's like a minute long or 2 minutes long, and it's one breath. So it's, you know, a 30-second inhale, a 30-second hold, 30-second exhale. And so it's like, oh, I've never done this before. What happens if I'm struggling? You know, and like you said, like, oh, 2 minutes. And you can just show yourself. You can, again, search by duration and show yourself, hey, 2 minutes, this is going to make a difference because you're changing your physiology. And so I think for a lot of people, meditation is very hard. You know, Calm, Headspace, I downloaded it 5 times. I meditated for 60 days. Nothing's happening. I'm sitting down. I don't know. I've deleted it. The nice thing about breathwork is in a single session, you're not working on awareness. You're working on state change. And so you can feel the change in your body in 2 minutes. And so that's another good place to start is the short ones. And just, you know, I'm struggling at work. I know there's this SOS single deep breath, you know, so those are ones I really like. Personal favorite is also Inner Calm on the downside. It's like binaural beats mixed with slow breathing. That one for me will knock me out every single time. Yeah. So that's kind of a, if you're up, down, all around, there's try one of each.
Yeah. So in terms of what you guys might be doing in the future, you're obviously going to expand these brick and mortar facilities, which I really want to drop into and visit. And I'd encourage people to try it out. If you're already in Toronto, you probably could. But as far as within the app itself or elsewhere, as far as the direction of Othership, you guys plan on adding anything else that's new or interesting to the app or to the brick and mortar experience?
Yeah. So I think the vision is really based on personal experience. And so what I found was it was very hard to be ready to change. And so I, you know, addiction and losing my company, I was almost forced into change. So it's really hard to take that first step. So even if I said, I know you talk about, you know, meditation retreats and psychedelics and all these things like, you know, therapy, people just aren't ready for those like massive experiences to start. And then even if they do those massive experiences, and I know a lot of people probably have had plant medicine experiences or, again, meditation retreats, when you come back, the first thought is, oh, my life has changed. And it's really not. What happens is for 3 weeks, you feel changed. And then you sort of, you know, same friends, same habits, same thought patterns. And so it's very hard to get into the mindset that I want to change. And then even when you try these big transformations, it's hard to maintain it. So we call that like prep and integration. And so what I see others solving over the next 10 years is it's a really easy onboarding. So there's no spirituality component. It's very much at least discussed. It's very much, hey, whatever you believe, you can bring that here. It's totally open. It's just science-backed experiences that are fun and done in community. Okay, great. I can go there for a birthday. I can have some fun. I can go to a concert. And so it kind of gets you into the mode of, wow, this is important. And then when you have those big experiences, whether it be religious or meditation or whatever, when you come back to your city, there's like a group of people that are also trying to change for the better, be in a positive community. And so what I see Othership as is this hub of physical spaces, this app that you can use daily to shift your state when you need. And then we're going to launch a product called Groups eventually. And the idea of a group is, you know, maybe you're lonely and you've come 25 times and you get the offer to join a group. And the group is once a week, a virtual meetup on the app where you share. And you learn. And so you might share how you're feeling really. And then there's a challenge around like service to others, because I think that's really important also for happiness. So it's once a week, once biweekly on the recorded session together, or a virtual session. Then once a week, you go meet in the space. And then you do that for 2-3 months. And then it ends in a retreat. And the retreat can be psychedelic medicines. It could be, you know, a landmark leadership forum or a Tony Robbins. It could be just a nature retreat. The whole thing is bringing a group together to meet and share their feelings virtually, to meet in physical space, and then to do a deep transformational experience together, and then continue it when they come back. So I think with that methodology in all cities, you're starting to build this platform where people can make real, sustainable behavioral change. Because what I've seen in my psychedelic use is that just the psychedelics alone, or just the meditation alone, when you don't have the community and the integration, it's harder to change. And so just I feel if you have this entire system together with people, and there's like a component of service to others, that'll be what makes people happy.
Yeah, that's really cool. And that's obviously way more dynamic than anything that's going on right now, as far as I know, in the breathwork and the breathwork app. It's almost like an integration component worked in. You know, it's like when I do the breathwork sessions with my sons, which is typically in the sauna, we finish and I actually walk them through like a vagal nerve reawakening process where we open our eyes and I have them shift their gaze to the left, then to the right, then up. and down with minimal movement of the head, and then shift their gaze at something far in the room, shift their gaze at something close in the room, shift their gaze to something round, shift their gaze to something square. So that's like about 2 minutes for us when we finish. And then I tell them, okay, we're all going to very quietly go through the yard out into the cold tub. It's about a 50-yard walk. And our only goal is to remain in that same state of mindfulness and intentionality that we developed during the actual breathwork session. And then we slip into the cold pool just very quietly and slowly and do a few head dips in the cold pool. And then the understanding between all of us is none of us have to talk to each other. We can all be in our own space. And we just, we're usually doing these sessions at like sometime between 6 and 6:30 we'll start. Usually we meet up for family dinner at 7. So they know all they need to do is just like be in the kitchen at family dinner at 7. But I give them this whole time. Usually it's a good like half hour to 45 minutes to just soak up everything that they've experienced during the breathwork session, do the cold afterwards. But there's not a lot of chatter. There's not a lot of like laughing, joking, anything. Like we're just all inside our own space after we do that vagal nerve reawakening. We go out, we do the cold, and then eventually, you know, everybody's showered up and dressed. And, you know, a lot of times they're like in their bathrobes at the dinner table. But that's what we did like all last winter. And, you know, we're recording this right now in November. So we're starting up our breathwork gong again. This is kind of like perfect timing in a few days in December. And all through this winter, we'll be doing the same thing, father, son, about 3 times a week, the 15-minute sessions. And then 1 or 2 times a month, we do the full-on 60-minute session in the sauna. And it's actually really amazing to see how it improves things like focus, mindfulness, awareness, and just overall calmness in a couple of, last year when we did, they were 13, now they're 14. But I think it's just one of the best things for kids, especially to develop this intimate connection with their own breath work, to be able to turn the dial up and down on their own physiology, and then also to be given like that space to integrate afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing like that in the world, you know, and then imagine on top of that, all the parents in your neighborhood were doing that and the kids met in a group and shared, you know, what kind of training is there for kids to master their emotions? Almost none. So, and you know, it's because that kind of training in a room with a therapist it's harder to focus, especially as you're younger. And so now what you're creating is like these physical sensations through breathing hot, cold that put them into a state that like, wow, okay. You know, now they're ready to integrate, right? And so it's brilliant. It's like priming your state to make real sustainable change. And then because they enjoy the hot, cold and the breathing, like, you know, you mentioned you're doing it every day, the deep dives monthly, like you need, all of these things are not one and done, right? Like they're life habits you need to implement to make real change. So it's so cool to hear you're doing that.
Yeah. It's been a huge, huge boost for just our connection as fathers and sons, or as father and sons. And also, I think just systematically using Othership, one of the better ways to actually have access to a whole bunch of sessions that we can choose from. With Othership, it's obviously a paid app. Just to come right out and be transparent with people, I don't think it's like the least expensive breathwork app out there. I think if you subscribe, what's the approximate cost?
So it's $128 a year. Mm-hmm. And I think around $18 a month.
Okay.
And we do have a scholarship program, which people can email us about if affordability is an issue.
Oh, okay. What's the scholarship program?
So just generally, if you email us and say like, hey, I can't afford this and, you know, I'd like to get access, we'll gift the membership completely.
Okay, cool. And then for all of our listeners, we're doing, I think, a 14-day free trial. If people just want to kick the tires and try it out, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool. I'll link to that. I think you just go to bengreenfieldlife.com/othership. But what I'll do is I made show notes for this show. If you go to bengreenfieldlife.com/bentbreath, Robbie's last name is Bent. So bengreenfieldlife.com/bentbreath. And I'll link to everything that Robbie and I talked about and link to the app. And also Robbie sent me over some cool videos, like an 1800 person ice bath in Toronto. And then there were another like 1,000 people in that other breathwork session that you sent over to me, I think. Was that through you guys or was that just like a city event?
Yeah, we did it with another group in the city. And so the idea is to create these massive events for awareness that, like, hey, you can connect without alcohol. And the videos are incredible. Like, one is 1800 person, yeah. Which I think is, we didn't hire Guinness because it's expensive, but I think it's a world record. And the breathwork was also, you know, 850 or 900 people candlelit on like a Tuesday night in Toronto. And so the goal is like show people that there is demand for this stuff and people want to feel their emotions and do it in a way that's sober and healthy. And, you know, I'm going to put it out there now, but I want to do one 10,000 people in New York around the launch. So that's sort of it's a groundswell of people looking to feel good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's pretty much impossible to not feel good after you use this thing. So for anybody listening, I highly recommend you try it out. Again, I try a ton of breathwork apps and this is my favorite bar none. I've done courses I did that course with Niraj Naik, the Renegade Pharmacist guy. Josh Trent has a great course to, you know, do the more didactic sessions, even though Othership also has a bunch of learnings as well within their app itself. But if you just want in your pocket, boom, click, I want to feel up, I want to go down, I want to trip out, you know, anything, you just pick a session and you go. And again, you're learning how to elegantly use that free built-in physiological adjuster that's inside each of us. So bengreenfieldlife.com/bentbreath is where I'll put the show notes. And the app is called Othership. You can check it out, bengreenfieldlife.com/othership. Robbie, thanks so much for not only creating this, but also coming on the show and sharing some of the background behind it.
Thanks, man. What a big moment and fun moment for me. I don't usually get nervous doing these, but the heart was pounding when we started. So it was a pretty meaningful moment for me. So I appreciate it.
Well, fortunately, you know what to do about a pounding heart. Just go grab one of those down sessions. You'll be good to go. Cool. All right, folks. Well, I'm Ben Greenfield along with my friend Robbie Bent, signing out from BenGreenfieldLife.com. Try the Othership app. And until next time, have an amazing week. More than ever these days, people like you and me need a fresh, entertaining, well-informed, and often outside-the-box approach to discovering the health and happiness and hope that we all crave. So I hope I've been able to do that for you on this episode today. And if you liked it, or if you love what I'm up to, then please leave me a review on your preferred podcast listening channel, wherever that might be. And just find the Ben Greenfield Life episode. Say something nice. Thanks so much. It means a lot.